My first guest this morning is a young man with a fairly familiar name. He grew up in the central region of Victoria, and it's nice to welcome Joe Attlee to Trade Radio in 2016. Joe, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for popping in. Tell us, how much of a whirlwind year has it been? Because I think a lot of draft pundits and people who watch the AFL landscape just really underestimate how many pressures are on you guys as 18-year-olds. How have you found the year?
I guess it's been a pretty long year. We started from November and played a fair few games since then. So I guess, and then just dealing with the pressures of school and just home life and just other stuff like that. So yeah.
So tell us about your journey. And you grew up, as I understand it, in Rochie for the first few years of your life. You moved to Corryong and you moved back to Rochester. How unsettling was that, I suppose, from a footballing perspective?
Yeah. So when I moved from Corrupt to Corryong, I was probably four. So then probably wasn't as bad because I was only young. And then we moved back to Corrupt when I was about year seven. So probably that transition period between year six and year seven was probably the hardest because you had to make new friends and meet new people. But no, it didn't take long.
You'll probably be sick to death of people asking about comparisons between you and your brother and the influence of Sean. So I'll get it out of the way nice and early. How much of an influence has he been, and how do you get on as a pair of brothers?
Yeah, so there's three of us, younger brother Jacob. We get along real well. But in comparison, we're completely different players. He's more of an outside halfback flank mid, and I'm like to think I'm more of an inside mid. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, completely different.
So more strong bodied, and you've played your elite pathway football at the Bendigo Pioneers.
Yep.
From having watched some of your vision, quite talented around the stoppages, good in tight. How would you describe yourself as a player for those who haven't seen you play?
I like to watch players like Luke Parker and Ben Cunnington. So probably sort of that inside midfielder who can go forward and kick a goal.
Mm-hmm. And you've got the leadership attributes as well, having captained the side. It's an extra... burden mightn't be the right term, but there is considerable weight on your shoulders trying to lead a side. How did you accept that role, do you feel?
I guess at the start, it was a bit frustrating because we weren't winning many games. And over the course of the 2 years as well, we didn't win too many, so... that was frustrating in itself, but I don't know, I guess, yeah.
It's something in the Bendigo region that has been problematic for a period of time, for whatever reason. I imagine the lure of local football, but there is still decent young talent in that area. How challenging was it to try and keep morale up during that period? Obviously, you got your coaching staff, your talent manager who works tirelessly, but how did you go about driving that?
I guess just turning up to training every day and just being positive and just being a good role model for the younger boys who are playing, because they're only 16, 17-year-old boys. And I guess we lose a lot of good players to the private schools. That's probably what hurts us the most. But just staying positive, I guess that's all you can do.
And tell us about the year from a recruiting scrutiny point of view. How have you handled that pressure? Is it something that you've thought about? Is it something that has bothered you at any point in time, or is it something you just accept and take in your stride?
I guess, at the end of the day, it'll be, so you can't overthink it or think about it too much. It's up to someone else whether you're good enough, and yeah.
How did you find the step up from TAC Cup footy to the national championships? Because it seemed seamless from the outside, averaging 20 disposals. Your efficiency was very good as well. Nevertheless, you usually hear people in your position say the intensity ramps up considerably.
Yeah, well, it does. The intensity is high, but I think I like to play with the better kids that play better around you. Mm-hmm. So they get in the right spots. You can give that first handball, get it back, sorry. Probably just playing with better kids helps, I reckon.
Joe Attlee is with us here on the trade feed, captain of the Bendigo Pioneers, hoping to be picked up in the upcoming draft. You tasted some VFL football as well late in the season. How did that come about?
Yeah, so Sharpie, who's our general manager, got in touch with Troy Selwood from Geelong, and they kind of teed that up. So I played two games there, which I really enjoyed. It was real good.
How do you think you fared against the more seasoned bodies? Because it's something recruiters talk about as being a great benefit to see players and how they make that step up. How did you find it yourself?
Well, I wasn't playing that hard inside mid sort of game. I was more on the forward flank, so probably wasn't banging up against the big bodies too much. But yeah, really enjoyed it. It was pretty quick, a lot more physical. But yeah, like I said, playing with better people around you helped.
You're going to have your fair share of interviews over the next couple of days, and if someone challenges you about the areas you need to work on as a player, what do you think they might be?
Probably for a lot of people, I guess probably fitness, but that might help with a pre-season if you're lucky enough to get picked up, and then probably just a little bit of kicking as well. Yeah.
Moving away from your football to allegiances growing up, everyone has their beloved football side, and I'm led to believe you're a Brisbane Lions fan back in the day, and there was an interesting story about something that you did, sending a letter to Jonathan Brown. Can you firstly confirm it and then just elaborate on it a little?
Yeah, that did happen. So when I was about probably six to 8 years old, I sent Jonathan Brown was thinking of leaving, going to Collingwood, and I wasn't too happy about that. I was very upset. So then I sent $5 in the mail and a handwritten letter saying, hopefully this will keep you at the club, Jono. And they sent it back probably a week later and said, you won't need it. Jono Brown's staying. And next time I'm in Melbourne, I can go and meet him and see him in a game. So that was pretty exciting.
It's a magical story. And you might be aware of a similar thing happening with Chris Grant back in the day in the late 90s with the Western Bulldogs. But it's a fantastic touch and really shows the passion you have for football.
Always loved footy, yeah.
And I take it you've embraced North Melbourne now. Didn't have much choice there.
Yeah, also when Sean got drafted, I was probably year seven, I think. So kind of had to make the switch because we weren't going to many Brisbane games after that. But yeah, North Melbourne man now.
And what do you enjoy doing outside of footy?
I guess being with your mates, family. I want to be a builder. Mm-hmm. Or a landscaper after football, or if football doesn't work out, so probably something outdoorsy.
Is that something you've already started trying to pursue, or has footy just been quite overwhelming this year that you just want to keep that the prime focus and then try and work things out around it?
Yeah, so footy's the focus at the minute, and if that doesn't work out, then I'll get a trade and be a builder, but I'm still finishing school at the minute as well to get an ATAR. Mm-hmm. If I don't want to do that building, we'll go down that line. So
yeah, what about specific interests outside of footy? Are you into your music? Are you?
Like I said, I like being outdoors, and I'm on the farm now, so motorbikes, cars.
So solely outdoors, yeah. Country lad through and through.
Yeah, definitely.
And what do you think about the coming weeks and months? Have you allowed yourself to think about how your life might change?
Not really. Like I said, you can't think about it too much. It's up to someone else. So if you overthink it, you're probably doing the wrong thing.
Yeah. Tell us about settling in to the National Combine, and we will wrap up shortly. You arrived last night, and you've got fairly familiar faces around you. It must be great to catch up with a few of the lads you haven't seen for a while.
Yeah. So I were at the All-Stars game last week, so I caught up with a few of them there. And so I know most of the big country boys, and as you're walking around here now, you get to know a fair few other boys. So yeah, it's good. Good meeting everyone else.
Just final one on the interviews, and you hear weird and wonderful stories about what coaches and recruiting staff can ask you. I imagine you would have had some dealings with clubs throughout the course of the season. Does that ease that load a little bit?
A little bit. Like, I guess they do it for everyone. They interview a lot of people, so you can't read too much into it, but yeah, it has helped.
How many do you have lined up?
This week?
Yeah.
I've got 11, I think.
So you're a fairly popular man.
Oh, probably not as much as other people, but I don't know. It's a start, I guess.
It's fairly significant. 11 clubs out of the 18, Joe. It's been great to catch up. Thanks for stopping in today.
And no worries. Thanks
you'll be undertaking all the testing?
Yep, all the testing.
And that kicks off tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
So lots to look forward to. We'll watch on with interest and hopefully hear your name read out in a month and a half come draft time.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Thanks for having me.